Nishtaner. Okay. Let's begin, guys. All right.
Recording in progress.
Okay, there's a few nakudas I wanted to finish up with from yesterday. And let's begin. The Gemara, in the packet I gave yesterday, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, that Levi was discussing hops, kishut. Hops are what you make beer out of. And he said that we paskin like Reb Tarfon, that the hops were planted next to the Kilai Kerem. Yes? And what did it say in the Gemara there? He said that according to Reb Tarfon, it's considered to be a tree. And therefore, if hops are a tree, there's no problem of Kilai Kerem. Yes? Therefore, Halacha L'maisa, Kilai Kerem is only a problem on a what? A vegetable with what? With grapes. But if it's a tree with the grape, it's not a problem. Remember we said that? It's only by Kilai, what if it's a Yerek? So, the Lashon of the Gemara was, do you have the packet from yesterday, Usher? If you remember the Gemara yesterday, I'm going to read the Lashon. If you don't have it, it's in your Gemara there on the back. It was a city of Bashkar. Do you want to hand me the... in the city of Bashkar, he said, why don't you send, the Gemara said, a Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and Shabbos. Please get it. Get it down. Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and Shabbos. It said, why didn't you send to the B'nai Bashkar? The city is Bashkar. It's in Chutz Lartz. Why don't you send like Reb Tarfon? There's no Kilai Kerem for hops. Because we assume L'maisa Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamosa Baretz. Why did you assume like that? Yes? Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamosa Baretz Chutz Lartz. Reb Tarfon's even making it itself. At least you should hold like him in Chutz Lartz. He said, and therefore matter them to use these kishas. Yes? To matter these hops. So let's get down. What did he answer? Because they're not B'nai Torah. L'fisha Einan B'nai Torah. This is what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Beferish. No, we didn't say it. We didn't do it in Shir. So the Gemara says Beferish, L'maisa, that it's considered to be, since they're not B'nai Torah, he didn't want it to get out of hand. And he didn't want them to come there to Yisrael to use hops, L'maisa, that we paskin in Yisrael might be a din of a Yerek. Because we're saying, Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'chutzlarz. So since they're not B'nai Torah, Levi said, I don't want to make this sock and send them that we hold like a Tarfon, and people will get out of hand, and they will start using it where? They will start using it in Eretz Yisrael, which is a problem. Because they're not B'nai Torah. The city of Bashkar. They're not B'nai Torah, they're not learned, and therefore it might get out of hand. So what do you see from this Gemara? Two things. Get it down. Number one, that we're using the halach of Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'chutzlarz, not just by concept of Orla, correct? Not just by Orla and Chutzlarz. We're using it by what? Another area in halacha, namely what? Kilai what? Kilai Kerem. Yes? Is that correct? That's what number one you see from the Gemara. No, get it down. That's number one. Okay? That's number one you see from this Gemara. That we see from this Gemara, this Chiddush. Now, who points this out? Reb Yudah HaChassid points this out. Taisus Reb Yudah HaChassid points out this Chiddush. That you see from the Gemara that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos uses it, L'maisa, outside what? Outside the area of what? Of Kilai. Okay, is that clear? That's the Chiddush. Outside the area of Orla. Okay, our Gemara used it by Orla Chutzlarz. But he uses it also by what? He uses it also by the din of what? Of Kilai. Okay? That's L'maisa, what I wanted to say. What's one Nikudi you see from the Gemara in Masechta what? In Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Okay. Number two, I want to point out. Reb Yudah HaChassid says, Dibra Maska Kamash Mwan. That the Amoroyim, L'maisa, there were Amoroyim, L'maisa, that planted kshuta with kerem, because he held it was not kilayim, right? And the Gemara says, the reason why they held, because they held like the Rabbanan, that it was considered to be what? Not kilayim. And therefore, it's considered to be what? In a kilayim. So what I want you to get is the following. Asks Reb Yudah Chassid. Reb Yudah Chassid asks the following chiddush. He says, there is a Gemara, and I want you to get this, called Reb Oshia. Reb Yoshia is a Tana who holds that the only time kilayim is formed is when you throw all three seeds together. Meaning you have to throw a chita, a saora, and the grape all together. And it's not kilayim until you do all three of them, but mapolis yad. Mapolis yad is with one throw. And therefore, Lamaise, it seems like the Amoraim that held like this held, oh, you know why we can use the hops? Because we hold the hops are not considered to be kilayim, it's like a tree. And therefore, it's not a problem. So ask Reb Yudah Chassid, why does the Gemara need to say that? Why can't the Gemara say they held like Reb Oshia? And in Chutz Lartz, maybe we hold like Reb Oshia. Kol Ameka Baretz, Halacha Kamaz Uchudus. Even if you don't hold like him in Eretz Yisrael, you can at least hold like him where? You can at least hold like him in Chutz Lartz. So why did the Gemara have to say, go on to the extreme? We must hold like the Rabbanan. It's not kilayim. It's not considered to be a problem. You know, we hold Beferish, not kilayim at all. What do you mean? You hold like a why do you have to say you hold like Reb Tarfon? I've said a Rabbanan, it's Reb Tarfon. You hold like Reb Tarfon, it's not kilayim. Maybe you hold like Reb Oshia. That's the kasha of Reb Yudah Chassid. So the first nakuda we pointed out is that Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamosu B'Chutz La'aretz is said outside of Orla. It's said where by what? Kilai Keren. Number one. Number two, Reb Yudah Chassid asks, I don't understand. Why does the Gemara have to say the reason why it's okay is because you hold like a Tarfon. Maybe you hold like Reb Yoshia. What does Reb Yoshia say? Gavriel, that the only time you're able to Kilai Keren is when you throw all three together. Barley, wheat, and the grape seed together. And that and it was already in there already, the grape seed. Okay. That's the first kasha that he asks. The second kasha he asks is the Gemara Kedushin. What did the Gemara say in Kedushin? There are Amoraim that were walking around, and Lamaisa, they were what? They were planting Chitim and Saorim in grapes, on Lamatesim and Alf, in a grape patch. There were people that were planting wheat and barley in a grape patch. And Rav Anan wanted to excommunicate them for doing this. We didn't see the Gemara. It's on the bottom of Lamatesim and Alf, Asher. So he wanted to excommunicate them. And Rav Nachman said, hold on. The halachas are Reb Oshia. Why do you want to excommunicate them? Right? And therefore he said, the halachas only us when you throw all three together. There are Amoraim, Amoraim saw people doing, putting chita in Sarim and Gafin, and Rav Anan wanted to excommunicate them. And he said, well, why do you want to excommunicate them, Rav Nachman? We hold like Reb Oshia. Right? So what's the kasher, Reb Yudah Chassid says? Why is the Gemara have to say we hold like Reb Oshia? Even if the halachas not like him in Eretz Yisrael, the halachas like him where? In Chutz Lartz. Because why? Kol HaMekel Baretz, Halacha Kamoso, B'Chutz Lartz. So we got the three Nakudas. Number one again. What does Gemara say in Shabbos? That Kol HaMekel Baretz, Halacha Kamoso is used where? Not just by Orla, it's used where? Where's it used by Orla? Brachos Lamed Vavman Alf. Where else does it say this statement? It says it by what? Kilai Kerem Shabbos, what daf Kuf Lamed Tesof. That's a statement. Then he has two kashas. Number one kash is, the Gemara says, oh, you hold like Reb Tarfon and Shabbos, that's why it's okay to be able to take this hop. Why do you have to say it's like Reb Tarfon? Just say we hold like Reb Oshia. If you hold like Reb Oshia, they weren't putting all three together. Number one kasha. Number two kasha is the Gemara Kedushin. I'm Lama Tesimanaf. Rav Anan wanted to put what? They wanted to put the people that were doing this in a grape orchard, they were putting wheat in there, and he wanted to excommunicate them. Rav Nachman says, what are you talking about? The Lachs like Reb Oshia. And until you do all three together, it's not usher. Why do you have to come on Reb Oshia? Just say what? Lamaisa? Why do you have to come on Reb Oshia? Just say, even if the Lach is not like him in Eretz Yisrael, B'Chutz La'aretz, what, we're making like him? You don't have to say across the board we hold like Reb Oshia, even in Eretz Yisrael. Why go to those extremes? Gabriel, you got that? Oh, so this is the answer I want you to get. Reb Yudah Chassid says like this. He says, we only apply the principle, Noah, of Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamoso B'Chutz La'aretz, only whether you're trying to determine whether something's going to be in Yerek Sam, or Amin what? Or Amin Elon, like Sloth, like what? Kishus. Sloth, you want to know, is it a tree or is it a Yerek? Also by the hop, is it Yerek or is it Elon? Only time we say Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamoso B'Chutz La'aretz is when you're trying to determine whether something's an Elon or a Yerek. And that's in Slaf and Brachas, and that's in Kishas and Shabbos.
You think that's the only time we apply the din?
that's the only time we apply the principle of Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Chutz La'aretz. We don't apply it to Reb Yoshia. Why? Because what is Reb Yoshia's description of? No, what is Reb Yoshia's description of? Not determining whether something's an Elon or a Yerek. It's a description of how is Kilayim the action of Kilayim Usher. What do you need to be included to have an Isser Kilayim done? Has nothing to do with determining whether it's a Yarek or a what, or an Elon. Therefore, that answers both those kashas. The second kasha was, why does he have to say across the board, Alachka Raboshia? Just say, make a words. We don't do that when you're what? When you're trying to, when you're talking about how to seed something. Correct? We don't do that when you're trying to seed something. Lamaisa. And how he answered the first kasha? The first kasha was what? What was the first kasha? Why does Gemara and Shabbos have to say Hol Nekrab Tarfel? Yes? Why can't you say Hol Nekrab Oshia and we hold Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamos B'chutz La'aretz and Bavel? What's the answer? The answer is that's talking about what? How to put the seed in. The only time you got to get this akiva, get it down. The only time you say this cloud of Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamos B'chutz La'aretz is when you are determining whether something is an Elon or a Yerek. That's by Tzlaf and that's by Kishas. And that does not apply to how you put the seeds in, like Rabochi or not. Okay, that is the Chiddush. Now, that's the Tosis Rebbe Nachasim. The Shittim Gebetz is here. The Ramas Kahavimine answers the Kasha from the Gemara Kedusha a little bit differently. And he was saying the Rav Nachman said to Rav Anan, the Allah is like Rabbi Yoshia. That is the Emes. The Emes is the Allah is like Rabbi Yoshia. But even if the halacha wouldn't be Rabbi Yoshia, you could in fact say we would be no egg like him in Chutz La'aretz because Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamos B'Chutz La'aretz. So basically, on that kasha from the Gemara in Kiddushin, which was the second kasha, the Gemara could have said Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamos B'Chutz La'aretz, but it didn't. It wanted to say the Emes, and the Emes is we taka do paskin like who? Rabbi Yoshia. What can you glean from that Shittim Kabetzis? That what? That in theory he would say the klal what? Yeah, he would say the klal Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamos B'Chutz La'aretz outside when you're determining whether it's an Elon or a Yerek. So what emerges is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Shittim Gebetz on our daf what the scope of this klal is of Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamos B'Chutz La'aretz. I want you to know this. Very important din. Okay? That's the first nakud I want you to get. What is the scope of this klal? Yes, go ahead, Jacob. Yeah, the Gemara Kedushin says that there are Amoraim walking around and they saw people putting wheat and barley in the grape orchard, in grape vineyards. What are they doing? Rav Anan said, let's put them in Nidui. Hold your horses, Rav Nachman said. It's okay based on Rav Oshia. The Yisr Kilaikim is only when you put all three together. That's already a vineyard existed already. So that was the Kasha Lamaisa. The kasha was, Lamaisa, why did the Gemara have to come on to say like Rav Oshia, right? The halach is like Rav Oshia across the board, just say Kol HaMekel Baretz. So the first Eretz Rabbi Nachman says, you don't say that in a situation of determining when, how you put the fruit. You only say when it's Minyarek or Minilin. That's the first Eretz. That's the Rabbi Nachman. Shittim Gebetzis argues and says, no. He says, really, the halach is like Rav Oshia. It wanted to say the Emes. But in a Hanami, the Gemara could have said it. So if you say the Gemara could have said it, that means he's arguing that you could say it outside the what? Outside the category of what? Ben Yerik or Elon. You could say it all the time. If you want to determine something, you may call it make or talk about what's first. Even though when you're trying to what? Determine putting seeds in. So that's a major machlekes that emerges in Rebbe Nachasid and the Shittim Gebetzis. We got it? That is the first Kiddush you wanted to get today. Yeah? We didn't have time yesterday. Second Nakuda. Let's get it. It's also from Rebbe Nachasid. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, Dir Maska Have, let me ask you a question in the Gemara. If I ask you, does Meiser Elon apply in Chutz La'aretz? What would you say? What did the Gemara say? You remember what the Gemara said? Hani Mili, if you would have said, Kol HaMekel Baretz Halacha Kamos B'Chutz La'aretz, so what would I say? Hani Mili Meiser Elon, which is only the Rabbanan Eretz Yisrael, but Orla, which is D'Oraisa, I would think what? They would what? They would make a Gzeira. Remember that? Now, what would you say about Meiser Elon? I would say what? The institution in Eretz Yisrael is what? Is only the Rabbanan. If I would have said that, I would have said what? Because remember, what are we talking about? We're talking about Meisers, yes? We're talking about Meisers. And it says in Eretz Yisrael, you would have what? You would have made Gzeira, because Orla is, in fact, the Eraisa. Rabbi Yudah HaChassid wants to say, it's mashma, that even Meiser, Lomaisa, that is Chiyuv Rakmin Rabbanan, does exist in Eretz, does exist in Chutz Laretz. That's what he wants to say, from the Gemara. It's not Gzeira on Gzeira, but what I'm saying to you is that... But he wants, it's not Xer, he says the Rabbana. It's not Xer. But Meiser Elon, which is what? Which is Midrabbana. What are they talking about here? They're talking about what did? They're talking about Meisers, correct? Aren't they talking about Meisers? They're talking about Meisers. And Rav Yudah Merab is talking about Orla. And the Gemara asks on it from Meisers. So the Gemara says, well, why don't you just say, why do you got to get fancy? Why can't you just say the halacha is like who? The halacha is, what was the Gemara's kasha? Name halacha Rabbi Akiva b'chutz laretz. What is the halacha Rabbi Akiva b'chutz laretz? That what? What does Gemara imply? That there is maestros in chutz laretz. And the only maestros you'll do on is the what? Gavriel, come on. The only one, you'll only do maestros on the beer. But at least you'll do maestros. Doesn't it, isn't it imply that in the Gemara? It's not implied. It's maestros b'feirish. No? Seems to say like that. Rav Yudah Merab is dealing with Orla. The Gemara compares it to Meisris. And the bottom line is that, well, he holds it Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't you come out and say that he holds it Rabbi Akiva? B'chutz laretz. Because they'll make arts, halacha, and b'chutz laretz. So the Gemara says, because I would think, Meiser Elon, which is only the Rabbanon, right? That's only in Eretz Yisrael, right? How do you mean it's only in Eretz Yisrael? So therefore, I would say Meisris only applies to what? In chutz laretz, but only by the what? The beer. But Orla, which is the Eraisa, where... In Eretz Yisrael, I would think I make a Gzeira. What would the Gzeira be? The Gzeira would be not only on the what? On the Avionis, it would be on the what? The Kafrisim, yes? Isn't that the way you read the Gemara? Yeah? So what's the takeaway from that? That Meiser does apply to what? In Chutz Laretz. Meiser Elon does apply, I'm sorry, Meiser Yerek, whatever you want to say, whatever the Meisus is, however you view it as a vegetable or not, but Meisus does apply in Chutz Laretz. Meiser Yerek does apply in Chutz Laretz. You call it a Yerek, call it a Yerek. Whatever you want to call it, it applies. Yeah, whatever it is. The Rabbanan applies in Chutz Laretz. That's the takeaway from the Gemara. Yes? That's against two other Gemaras and Shas. Please get it down. The Gemara says in Chulin and Avavim and Beis, and in Avodah Zarah and Chesim and Beis, the Gemara is mashma in both those places in Shas that Meiser is not Noeg Yerek, which is a Chiv Derabban at all in Chutz Laretz. It's not Noeg at all. It's not Noeg at all. So you have a steer in Gemaras. Gemara in Chulin, Vavim and Beis, and Avodah Zarah, Nun Ches and Beis. It's mashma, there is no Meiser Yerek in Chutz Laretz at all, none whatsoever. And our Gemara is mashma, then it is. So what's going on? It's a steer in Gemaras. What'd you say? Mamish is steering. So the Rabbi Yudah HaChassid says the following. I want you to get it. He says like this. He says a few terutz. Number one, he says that the Gemara, those two Gemaras we mentioned in Chulin Avodah Zarah, didn't mean what it meant. It meant Damai. You guys know what Damai is? What's Damai? Suffolk. Correct. Damai. Meiser Yerek is not knowing on Damai. On Damai, it's not knowing in Chutz Laretz. Only Tevel Vadai is Chayiv in Meiser in Chutz Laretz. Only Tevel Vadai is Chayiv in Chutz Laretz. Okay? Only Tevel Vadai. That's what Tosfos says in Chulin, and the Meiri says in our Sugya, such an answer. Okay? That's one answer. Number two. When we say it's not Noeg in Chutz Laretz, what do we mean? Meaning it's not Noeg in Chutz Laretz, the chumras of the Meisus in Eretz Yisrael. But of course it's Noeg. Of course you do it. What are some of the chumras that you have in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz Laretz? In Chutz Laretz you can eat and eat and eat, and the very end leave that for what? Meisus. Eretz Yisrael you got to be mafresh first before you eat. Number two, there's bittel barov in the chumras in the Meisus in Chutz Laretz. There is no bittel barov on the Meisus in Eretz Yisrael. That's number two, okay? And number three, Lamaisa, number three, right? We have the din of Bittel Barov. In Chutz Laretz, you're mafresh, you can eat and eat in mafresh, and there's a din of Bittel Barov. Mashenkin and Chumas Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, A true mitzvah, so you don't have that kuli. You got to be mafresh and eat, and there's no din of bittul brof. You don't have those chumras. So the two chumras that I want you to get. Two chumras. So the two answers so far are what? That demai is not knowing in chutzlarts, but real mitzvah is. Yes? What's the second terence? Second terence is what? That, of course, what? Of course, demai is what? Of course, mitzvahs are shaykh in chutzlarts. The only difference between chutzlarts and Yisrael is that the chumras that we have in Eretz Yisrael, that you what? That you eat and eat and eat. That you have to be mafresh and then eat. That kul in chutzlarts, you can eat and eat and leave over, does not, or and bittul brov, only applies to chutzlarts, not in Eretz Yisrael. But of course, the din of mitzvahs applies. That's the second terence. What's the difference between the two terutzim? Big difference. First terence is, demai doesn't exist, right? But real tamaisus does. Second terence is, of course, what? When we said it's not knowing b'chutz l'arts. What is not knowing b'chutz l'arts? Demai might be knowing b'chutz l'arts too, but the chumras are not. Okay? That's the second terence. Then there is a third terence. And the third terence is the following. That species that never will get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts, we're not Chayshish, Shehem, the parents Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to be Mafras, Trumas, and Maestras. The whole point of being Mafras, Trumas, and Maestras, Chutz L'Arts, because it might be fruit of what? Eretz Yisrael. But if you know for sure certain species never is transported from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts, then there's nothing to worry about. Then there's nothing to worry about. So therefore, when we said in the Gemara, in Chulin and Avodah Zarah, that it's not knowing, those are on species you have no doubt were never transported from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts. So they're not from Eretz Yisrael, so nothing to worry about. Okay? What'd you say? All right. I think the last answer I'm going to say now is the most palatable, because why aren't we Mafras, Trumas, and Maestras now? In New York. So the last answer he says is the only concept we say of Trumas and Maestras and Chutz L'Arts is by lands that are close to Eretz Yisrael, like Egypt, like Jordan, that are close to Eretz Yisrael. Then you have such a concept, L'Maestras. Because, if you're Mekel and Trumas and Maestras in Syria, you might be Mekel and Trumas and Maestras and Eretz Yisrael. But places in North America or that are far away from Eretz Yisrael, there is no such din. So therefore, in Bizmanenu, we're not Mafresh at all in Chutz L'Arts, Maestras. Because the whole chiyuv was only lands that were close to Eretz Yisrael. Because maybe you'd be Mekel and the parents of Eretz Yisrael themselves. Well, the parents of Eretz Yisrael themselves, L'maisa. The parents of Eretz Yisrael, you're never going to be around. Now, that's not really true. Sometimes you do get them in New Jersey or New York. But the bottom line is that the Gemara over there, L'maisa, the Gemara over there in Chulin and Avodah Zarah was talking about species that you're not regal to bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Arts at all, and therefore we don't have to be worried about those, and we're not mechayev to mafresh them at all, halach l'maisa. And maybe you could also say a fourth answer, that the Gemara there was talking about lands that are far away, and if they're far away, you're never going to be mekel on Eretz Yisrael because you're never going to get those fruits. Now, the bottom line is that once in a while there are stuff from Eretz Yisrael in the supermarkets. So maybe that theory wouldn't necessarily help us. But the bottom line is we don't do maizus nowadays. But if you know it's a fruit from Eretz Yisrael, you got to be chayshish. And the answer is that 99% of the fruit and stores and vegetables are not from Eretz Yisrael until you know it. Once you know it, you can't buy it. I get calls sometimes. Rov, what should I do? You can't eat it till you do mafresh trumas maizus. But you can assume a rov that any fruit and vegetables in the store are from where? Chutz L'Arts, not Eretz Yisrael. So the chazan is over. Let's get it. The chazan is over. We had four terutzim to answer this theory. This is Rabbi Yudah Chazan. Four terutzim. Our Gemara implies very clearly that Maestras on Yerik applies in Chutz L'Arts, and the Gemara Chulin Avodah Zarah implies that there is not. One answer is that for sure it does, only Demai doesn't. Another answer is that the chumras of Eretz Yisrael do not apply to the chumras of Chutz L'Arts. A third answer is that species you know that never come from Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing to worry about. And number four, Bichlau Lamaisa was only by lands that are close to Eretz Yisrael, because in those days of transportation, they have planes and stuff. So the fruit never is going to be brought from Eretz Yisrael anyway. Okay? They're similar, but the fourth answer is limiting the whole thing only to what? Places that were near Eretz Yisrael in general, because the fruit would only get to those places. It wouldn't get far away. Nowadays, you do get far away. Okay? Nowadays, you do get far away. But what I'm saying to you, Nate, is the reason why we don't do Trumas and Maestras in our own homes is because you assume I'll be derech rov that none of the stuff is from Eretz Yisrael until you know it for sure. Yes, Sam, go ahead. You got it? So those are the four. So please get those are the two shtickles I wanted you to get for Reb Yudah Chassid and the Shidduch Gemara, the first Nakuda and the second Mahalach regarding what the Steering Gemara is. And I tell you, I missed it. I really missed it. When I read the Gemara, I didn't come off the takeaway that there was Maishus and Kutzlarts. I didn't have that takeaway. But the truth is the Gemara is saying that. By at least the Evyon, you should what? He threw away the Evyon. Also, you have to do Maishus on it too. And also when he said, oh, why don't you just come up and say, oh, Halach is like a Bekivin Kutzlarts, it's going to give off a wrong impression. So you're going to give off a wrong impression. If I say that, I'll say only Maishus Yilon, but Oral, which is here, so I'll make a Xerah and even ask him what? Even Asa the Kafris. I'm focusing on the Kafris the whole time. But the Avyonos, you'll have a problem. The Avyonos will have a problem with the Minerit. That implies that it applies to the Meiser of Elon or Eric, whatever you want to call it, the Rabbana, the Meiser, there is going to be such a din. Yes, Natana.
Who says that we can just differentiate Chutzlaritz as close to Eretz Yisrael?
That's what the Rishonim do. Because if the whole problem is you're going to mazal from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, it's only Shaif by lands that are close to Eretz Yisrael. We say lands that are smuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. That's what we call it. Smuchos, close. Okay, Gemara has such a lashon in the beginning. Get. Okay, let's start Chazara now, guys. Did you guys get through in Seder? You finished everything? Yeah? Did you do the whole daf? Lemaisa with the Gemara Rashi Taisis? No batala, right? Of course not, no. You guys did the whole thing? Yeah? Okay, good, let's go. Everyone has the questions in front of them? Let's go. When you do chazara lamaisa, you have to have it in mind, and you should chazar all the shirim inside lamaisa, because we can't chazar every nekudah. Well, let's begin. What's the machlokes Rashi and Rambam legabe shemen, and how do we paskin? Rashi says, the Gemara says, if you drink shemen straight up, it's mazik you, it hurts you, and there is no brach at all. Rambam says, you say shahakol nebivoro. We paskin to Shulchan Aruch like Rashi. Usher, if you drink the shemen straight up, we paskin like Rashi, there is no brach. Okay, that's the way we paskin halacha l'maisa. We don't hold like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says beferish. If you drink shemen straight up, it's mazik you. That's the psak halacha of the Shulchan Aruch.
Rambam
to shahakol. That's correct. If you look in Reish Beis Sif Dalin Shulchan Aruch l'maisa, want to make sure you take away with the psak halacha that we paskin against the Rambam. We paskin you drink shemen. There is no brach at all. A regional lashon in Reish Beis Sif Dalin. He says, Shemen Zayas, in Shosu Kamoshu, Enam of Archalav Klau, Mishu Mazuke Mazikle. I saw it this morning. Okay. Vaitim. That's number one. Number two. What's the din legabe Mazik Shemen Shotruma or Sach Beshemen Shotruma? Well, we know, Akivit, that Shemen of Truma has to be given to the Kohen. If you damage it, you're doing a wrong thing. You are putter from the Chomish. That's only if you did a Bishoge. Remember, you did it inadvertently, the Pusik says. So you're a mazik, you didn't eat it, you damaged it. So you must, at least for this question, I want you to know, you pay a Karen, but you're a putter from a Chomish. But if I take the oil and I anoint it on my skin, there's a famous principle in the Gemara Nida Daflam and Gimel called Sika Kishtia. And Sika Kishtia means that anointing on my skin is like drinking it, that's normal, and therefore you did a Bishogi, you have Karen and Chomish. What is a Chomish? A fourth. It's 100. If it was $100 worth, I do add an extra fifth on. What would that be? That would be $25. Really, a chomish is a fourth, not a fifth. You pay $125. Sicha kishtia. Gemara needed aflamid gimel amid aleph. And you pay an extra, so you divide up, you pay a fifth, fourth. That's really what it is. That's why it's called a chomish. It's only when it's showing. When it's bemezi, you don't pay a chomish. Right? You don't pay a chomish. You have to bring a korban, asham. You have to pay a karen and a chomish if you do a bishogeg. But if it's mazi, you don't have the chomish, you don't have the korban. Still wrong what you did, of course. But l'maisa, this din is, Pasuk says bishkaga. Okay, that's two. Three. What is the mahalach that we said, legabe mazik had it this year truman? So here we said a bit of a mahalach, just get it? Not hard. But we did point out, we pointed out the following. Let's get it. We pointed out that there are other Gemaras that imply that you're putter from Karen completely. There's one other Gemara in Me'ilah that says you're putter from Karen. If you're putter from Karen, that's against our Gemara. The Taisa Rush asked this kasha, we said.
What was the question?
The question is, number three, you have the questions?
Yeah, I'm
What is the mahalach that we said? Mahalach. You know mahalach is a mahalach. It's a pathway. Mahalach is a mahalach. We said on the din of mazik hektar shetruma. What is the mahalach we said? We point out the Tosafos as a kasha. That the Gemara in Me'ilah says, Beferish, you're potter from Karen as well. That's against our Gemara. If you're mazik, shemen, and truma, our Gemara says you're chayv Karen. The Gemara that says you're potter from Karen. Problem. So the answer was the following, says the Taisa Rosh. When our Gemara says Karen, it's only Midrabana. Midirais, you're potter legamri. And Taisa says it's above Metzia, Sadi, Tesim, Beis, Dimaska, Prat. Okay, fine. The Ritva says that above Metzia too as well. But then the Taisa Rosh continues and gives another answer. And he says like this. He says it depends if the Truma already got to the Kohen. If the Truma Lamaisa did not get to the Kohen, then you're Pater from Karen. But if the Truma already got to the Kohen, and you gave it to the Kohen and you mazikt him, by destroying this what Shemin, you are Chayiv Karen, and that's our Gemara. And we thought it was Meduyuk and Rashi Sam, because what does Rashi say? Akivi asked me this morning. What did Rashi say? Your Mazik Mamono Shachaveiro. It implies from Rashi exactly like that answer we were Mechadish.
But if the Truma didn't get to the Kohen,
the Truma didn't get to the Kohen, you're Pater from Karen. That's the Gemara of Meduyuk. Pater from Karen. Our Gemara says Chayiv Karen because he already got it. Lamaisa. He already got it. That's Lamaisa by the din of what? That's the Allah Lamaisa that we have that. That was the Terence who said, the Truma is beyond the coin, you'll be Chayiv and Karen. It's like Mazik Mamon Shechavero. Only, what did you say?
Can you repeat the first answer? What was the first answer?
Yeah, the first answer is Midrabanon. Minatori, you're Patron Karen, that's Mermigil and Me'ila. Our Gemara is saying Midrabanon, you're Chayiv and Karen. But the second answer is, it depends whether what was given to the coin or not. Okay? Depends whether it's given to the coin. Now, the truth of the matter is, we were thinking that Hektish may be your putter. But by Truma, Lamaisa, by Truma, the din is, it's like Gozo Mamun Shechavera. So maybe one could say like a third answer, and that by Hektish, you're only putter from the Karen. But Truma is a human being. You're giving it to a Kohen. So you're always going to be high by a Karen. So when the Gemara said in Me'ila that you're putter, it only meant you're putter by Hektish. Not by Truma. Our Gemara, not by Truma. What was our Gemara talking about? No, but it's a different answer because it's differentiating between Truma and Hektish. It's our Gemara didn't mention anything about Hektish.
No, it's the same concept.
I understand. That's what we thought in the Kasha. But in this third answer is breaking the comparison between Hektish and Truma. Maybe Hektish, the Gemara Mila says, you're Patrim Karen. That's Hektish. But Truma no Maisa, you'll be always Chayiv and Karen. That's a third answer that we wanted to give. Okay? That's a third answer that we wanted to give. Okay. We did say that third answer is against the Shittim Gubetz. Shittim Gubetz by us says, you're Mazik, Hektish, and Truma, you're Pater, even from Karen. He puts Hektish and Truma together. Aye, what's shot in our Gemara? Our Gemara is because it already got to the hand of the coin already. Okay? If it already got to the hand of the coin, that's why you're Chayiv. If it didn't get to the hand of the coin, you would putter even from Karen, Lamaisa. But that third answer that we gave was against the Shittim Gubetzis. Okay, fine. That answer's number one. That answer's number three. We got that, Clore? Jacob, you got it? Okay, in other words, the third answer we're breaking between Hektish and Truma, but Shittim Gubetzis says that's wrong. We always lump them together, like Noam was saying. Okay, that's three. Four. What were the three possibilities we said to be Maz, Vicar, and Tuffel? What is a good way to quit chazer the Gemara in your mind? What does the Gemara have a havamina? Shemin straight up? What's the din? No bracha at all. Poshim shah, mazik mazik, according to Rashi. Then the Gemara says Shemin ayday what? Pass. How does the Gemara get rid of that? Then pass should be the what? Iker, exactly. So you wouldn't say a bracha on the Shemin. There are three ways we said Iker, potas, and tuffel. Just get them in lumpness. Number one, the bracha on the Iker goes on the tuffel. Number two, halachically, we morph the two foods together. It's like you have one food now. It's like you morph the two foods together. And number three, no brach on the tuffel, which is a real sharp chiddush. With Rohan Swag Shlita was machadish this chiddush. Maybe tuffel doesn't require a brach. What do you mean? Asal adam lano olam is a brach. Okay. That's by ikr foods, but not by a tuffel. Big chiddush.
Wait, how's that fish?
The three ways to be masber the mechanics of kiva of this din. Why ikker? The bracha and the ikker potters the tuffel. Either you'll say that the bracha and the ikker goes on the tuffel. Either you say that the food morphs into one food, the two foods, and therefore there's only one bracha. Or you say that tuffel doesn't need a bracha, which is a stunning chiddush. Bless you, Sam. You got that? It's a collector's item chiddush. Svaru. That's four. Five. What's the chiddush of the bach?
Right, four is that the bracha.
Four were three possibilities conceptually. Hadam mimavin the din ikker poter satafel. You got it? Does the bracha on the ikker go on the tuffel? Do you morph them halachically together so it's not two foods as one? Or do you say that tuffel doesn't need a bracha? Three different ways in lamed b'mazal. Where's the Mishnah? Where was it? Mem beis? Mem aleph? No? Kol ikker poter satafel, right? Remember we saw with the parents Knusser. We're going to get to that now. What daf? I should remember. It's mem beis or mem aleph? No, it's mem dalet. Way off. Mem dalet. Okay. Let's go. What'd you say? Three laps I have to do for that one. Yeah? Too tired, but I should, Lamaisa. Okay, ready?
I don't need to have a donut.
Okay. No, I don't want to have the donut. Okay, you ready? I do want to, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, five. What is the chiddush of the Bach? Legabe pas v'shem and legabe choshes begrono. Okay, here we go. The Bach said a very wonderful chiddush. And he said that, okay, Lamaisa, the Gemara said you're eating an ayde pas, and that's the issue when you're having with the shemen. At that point in the Gemara, did the Gemara say anything about a sore throat? No, not a word. So the Bach presents what will be if the guy has a sore throat when you're having shemen with pas l'refuah. So the Bach is mechadesh, I don't care. Even if you have a sore throat, the pas is the ikker and it potters the shemen. Even if the shemen is more than the pas, it's amazing. You got this Bach? Noam, you got it? How does he prove it? The Bach says, I'm right. Do you know why I'm right? Because the Gemara established drinking the Shemen Brei Pre'etz in a case of a Nigro. Why does he have to go on to a Nigro and the guy has a sore throat? Why can't you keep with Pas and you have a sore throat with what? With the bread. And the Gemara could say, I have the Shemen with the Pas and I'm drinking the bread with the Pas because I have a sore throat. And that will make the Shemen the Iker. It must be that what? That whenever you have shemen with bread, Sam, even if you have a sore throat, what is the ikker? The bread. So you got what I just said? Otherwise, the Gemara should have said that answer. Why did the Gemara have to come on to a Negro, Akiva? Let us stick with bread and say the guy has a sore throat. And let him stick with bread and the guy has a sore throat. And the din is that what? I don't care whether I'm having bread. Shemen becomes ikker. The fact that the Gemara did not say that. And it went on to Lamed Vav and off, and it spoke about a Negro and shows that what? That whenever you have pas, even with the sore throat, the pas is always the ikker. That is the chiddush nifla of the Bach. You got this? Oh. Then the Bach continued. And he said, I want you to know something. That I'm only right, my chiddush, according to the sheet of who? According to the sheet of who? Who's my chiddush? Halacha l'maisa, when you say peres kenusar on memdal v'naf with the sweet fruit, you had a herring, you had maliach, the fruit was so sweet. Yes, remember the Gemara didn't mention, Mishnah didn't say anything about bread. Remember that we said it was put in. Remember that you're eating three things: you're eating the maliach, the herring, the peres kenusar, and the pas. And the Mishnah says you bring the maliach and the pas in front of you. You say the bracha and the maliach, it potters the pas, because the pas is tuffalo. Gemara says, that's nuts. When is pas ever tuffalo? The Gemara says, we'll talk about a case where you're eating peres kenusar, which the Mishnah did not mention, remember? Remember the three things you're eating, the Mishnah didn't mention that? This is all before Yontif. So we got a chazer. So according to the Rambam, the Smag, it's mashma, that anything that you are eating in order to have the hearing, then the bracha and the maliach potters the pas. It's lav davka you're eating peres kenusar. The Rambam and the Smag say lav davka, that bread can sometimes be a tuffel, according to the Rambam and the Smag. And Rashi and the Talmid Rabbeinu say that's not true. The only time that pas is a tuffel is when you're eating the sweet peres kenusar. Any other scenario, with pas and maliach straight up, the pas is always the ikker.
I mean, that is the pas,
So the Bach Schiddish, excellent. The Bach Schiddish, according to Rambam, the Smag, pas can be tufel, right? And it also could be pas, it could be tufel to what? To the Shemen. But according to Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah, bread can never be tufel. So the Bach says in Kiva, excellent, that my Chiddush is only according to the Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. Pas is only tufel to Peres Kenusar. Nothing else is it tufel to. And therefore, my comment is a good Chiddush according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. But it's against who the Rambam and the Smag. That was the Chiddush of the Bach. I want you guys to know that, okay? That was the Chiddush of the Bach. He said his Chiddush works according to Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah. We said, not that way. That's what I want you to get. It's all part of this question. The Nachla Svi and Eliyahu Rabba said, even according to Rambam and the Smag, you could still say the Bach's Chiddush. Because when you drink Shemen with Pas L'Refua, the Pas is the Iker. Right? Because they hold Pas can be what? Pas can be Tufel to Maliach is different than Shemen. Why is Pas Tufel to the hearing and not Shemen? We gave a Svara. What was the Svara? Because theoretically the hearing can be eaten without the Pas. Yes? And you'll get Hana out of it. Lamaisa, it might hurt your throat a little bit, but Lamaisa, you could eat it. And that's why Pas is Tufel to the hearing. But Shemen, there is no way you can eat it unless you have it with Pas. This is before we got to the Nigra. So therefore, the Shemen, the only way to eat it is with the Pas. The drinking of the Shemen itself hurts you badly. And therefore, if you have it with Pas is definitely what? Going to be the Iker no matter what. So even if you hold like the Rambam, even if you hold like the Rambam and the Smag, that Pas can be Tufel to other things, but it never can be Tufel to Shemen. Ever. Can never be Tufel to Shemen. And then we just close with this Chiddush by saying that the bottom line is that there is the Sheet of the Magen Avraham and the oldest Talmud in the Baal HaTanya that claim if you drink Shemen with bread and your Kavan is Refua, you will say a Brei Priyates. The Shemen will be an Iker. So why didn't the Gemara say it then? Right? Right, Nate? Why didn't the Gemara say that? Right, Gabriel? The Gemara should have said that answer. Why'd have to come out of a Negro? You know why? Because no one does it. No one does it. People don't eat Shemen with bread. They eat Shemen with anigrons. That's why the Gemara didn't give that teretz. But yes, the Gemara theoretically could have given the teretz that you're drinking Shemen with pasta refua and the Shemen is the Iker. Mugget and Rum says. So why didn't the Gemara give the answer? Because no one drinks Shemen with bread. You eat Shemen with anigron. With the borscht, they have it. You don't have Shemen with bread. Since the Gemara didn't, no one does it, the Gemara didn't give that answer. There's the Mugget of Rum, the oldest Talmud, and the Baal HaTanya blow up this whole thing. And they say that what? Yes, Pas would be what? Pas would be Tufel to the Shemen. So why did the Gemara give the answer? Because no one does it. Yes, no.
If according to the Mugget of Rum, if that's what it would, the halacha would actually be, why not give the example of bread and you learn a new one?
I know, but the Gemara, when Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara, they weren't comfortable giving a case where no one does it. That's what you have to say. Okay, but Lamaisa, practically, that's what we're talking about. When a guy has a sore throat, no one does it. Okay, they use an enigma. All right, so I hear what you're saying. Maybe that's why the Bach would say it, but you're defending the Bach. The Bach would say, Yishkoyev, no. Excellent. Okay. That answers what number? Five. Six. That answers, no, that was five. That whole thing was five. Please get it. Yeah, now, what'd you say? No. Magen Avraham is just the tail end. Six is something else. What's the machloekes Magen Avraham and Taz Lagabe, the teretz of the Gemara Lagabe, a nigron? When the Gemara says a nigron, let's get it. So the Mishnah Berurah points out in Reish Beis Sifkot Lamed Gimel is a machloekes Magen Avraham Taz. The Taz says, what'll be the din, Lamaisa, if you are going to drink the nigron with the shemen, shalol refua? What'll be the din? Shalol l'refua. What did the Gemara say? That when you drink a l'refua, what's the ikker? The shemen. What happens if you're drinking shalol l'refua, Sam? Come on, let's think. The anigron becomes the ikker. Is the anigron only the ikker when shalol l'refua, when it's rov, or even when it's a mute? So the Taz says, excellent, the Taz says only if the anigron is the rov, then the shemen is tufel to it. But if you put a lot of shemen in, l'maisa, until the shemen is the rov, the shemen will be the ikker, and the bracha will be borei pri, Ha'etz. Who argues on this? The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says it's wrong. The Magen Avraham says even if the Shemen is Rov, the Anigron is the Iker. The Magen Avraham. On the side of the page in Orach Chaim Akiva, you got to know this. I've showed you, I think. I don't know if I showed everyone, but not in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, you have Magen Rambam on one side, Taz on the other side. Mishnah Berurah always quotes from Magen Rambam Taz. That's a good example here. The only time Shalol Rafua, that Nigron is the Iker, says the Taz, is only if what? The Anigron is the Rov. The Magen Rambam says no. Even if the what? Lamaisa. Even if the Anigron is the Mil, it's still the Iker. Please get that Machlekes. Now, whenever there's a Machlekes Magen Rambam Taz, usually we hold like the Magen Avraham. In fact, the Sharatzian says Mashal Navudram a little bit like the Magen Avraham. Okay, good, fine. That is Lamaisa. That is. Oh no, we're not done with that question. Okay. You know what, Lamaisa? Yeah, we're not done with that question. Added one more Nakuda to this. Okay, one more Nakuda to this. Lamaisa, when the Anigron is the Iker. When the Anigron is the Iker, what do we say? What bracha do we say? So that's a major question. What bracha do we say? Rishonim, many Rishonim said, the Bahag, the Riaz, the Avodram, they say, when the Anigron is the Iker, you say, Bar Pri Adama. Why is that? Because borscht is what? Vegetables. Cooked vegetables is Bar Pri Adama. But the Rambam had a collector's item. The Rambam had a collector's item, and remember we said the Ramah held like this? The Rambam says you say Shahako, and the Ramah says you say Shahako. Okay? Please get it. Right. The Rambam and the Ramah. Okay? Again, I don't want you to confuse the two. Okay? We said that when you have the Shemin, please get this. When you have it, what? When you have the Shemin with the Anigron or Rafua, that's Lamaisa, the Pshat, the Gemara. And that's when you'll say Ha'etz on the Shemin, Lamaisa. That's when you say Ha'etz on the Shemin. What was the previous question? When it's Shalol Rafua, yes, then the Anigron becomes the Iker. Is that only when it's a Rov or a Mute? But what bracha do you say? Presumably what? Bore Pri Adama. Like Jacob saying, Adama. No problem, Shlokos. But the Ram and the Ramah say unbelievable Shahako. You must know this Ramah. Remember we said the Machaber didn't even mention it? You remember that when we didn't show the Machaber didn't mention what bracha? It's obvious to say Adama. He didn't even say it. But the Ramah slipped in like the Ramah. So the Magen Rambam says, what's going on here? Why would you say Shahako? Why would the Rambam and the Ramah say Shahako? You should say Bray Pri Adama. Oh, excellent, Jacob. The Vilna Gaon says because it's a Shtia. And if it's a Shtia, you say a Shahako. Like Tyson says later on, we'll get to Lama Chesam and Aleph. Excellent. That answers number 6. 7, guys. Let's go. Sam, you with me on this? Come on, you get it all clore. Kiva, you with me?
Yep.
Number 7. Okay. Here we go. 7. What is the Machlokes Rishonim Legabi Choshes Bigrono? We say Bray Parades or Stam? Anytime you put a lot of Shem in you say Bray Parades. Basically, in a nutshell, how would I crystallize this question? Is Choshes Bigrono Dafka or Lav Dafka? Do you have to literally have a sore throat? Or maybe if you put a lot of Shemin in, you don't have a sore throat, it should be the same din. So if you remember, we had a machlokes of Haigon and the Rashba on one end against Harav Yosef, quote in the tour. You remember that? According to Rav Haigon and the Rashba, you, Lamaisa, must have a sore throat. You must have a sore throat. Halacha Lamaisa. It's Dafka in the Gemara. When you have a sore throat, then you say what? Bari Priya Eitz, the Shemin becomes the Iker. And that's only if you have a sore throat, you're doing it for Rafua. This is the Shita of Haigon with the Rashba's Hezber. And the Tur also said this was the Bahag Shita as well. However, Sam, the Tur quoted Harav Yosef. And Harav Yosef says, Lav Dafka. As long as you put a lot of Shemin Harbei in there, it will get a Bari Priya Eitz. Plain and simple. Let's get that machlekes. The way you crystallize it, I know you're tired. You're hitting the, what's it called? Jet lag. Okay? But still fight through it. Harav Yosef says, no, Rav Yosef. Harav Yosef is one of the Rishonim. The tour. We saw the tour inside. The tour quoted Harav Yosef. and the Torah says Chosh Megron's Lavdafka could have said Shemin Harbe, and that's the case we get Hayetz.
Is it Shemin Harbe or Shemin is the rope?
We said Harbe. That's when we got into the details with the Rashi on that, Lamaisa. I want you to chazen that in the shiurim, but suffice it for this now, we said Harbe. That's a question whether it was Rove or not. Lamaisa, that was the Eliyahu Rabba, Magen Avraham. Okay, Bach. But Lich, I want you to know that general Machlaikis, maybe another time of chazer, but I want you to chazer the shiurim. This is not the only thing you should chazer. Chazer everything. Okay, but that's what this, I want you to know this Machlaikis. And a way to crystallize it is Choshes Begronal Dafka, Lav Dafka. According to the Shittas or Haigon and the Rashba, it was Dafka. According to Rav Yosef, it was Lav Dafka. Okay? Over the weekend, I want you to go over that and chazer the point that Jacob just brought up. So we'll discuss it in Seder, Lamaisa. Okay? Yeah, very good, Jacob. Excellent. 8. What are the 3 drachim to be Masber Rashi? What does Rashi hold about this, guys? Let's get it. Please get it in time. Rashi said, Choshes Begroni, you say a brave praise. What's Rashi's lashon? Tzarach letet bo shemen harbe, tavin le shemen ikar v'anigron tafel. Yes? 3 pshatim we had in Rashi. Please get it. Number 1. The Eliyahu Rabba and the Vilna Gaon said Rashi held like Harav Yosef, that even if it's not the Rafua, as long as you put Shemin Harbei, the Shemin is the Iker. Now, as I said, Jacob asks, is it Rov or not? Suffice it to say for now, Shemin Harbei. Shemin Harbei. Pashup Shadis doesn't have to be Rov, but it has to be Harbei. If it be 45%, it would be enough. Shemin Harbei. Eliyahu Rabba and the Vilna Gaon say Rashi holds like Rav Yosef. That's the first shot. Number 2. Eliyahu Rabba says Rashi does not hold like Rav Yosef. He has 2 pshat that we said. Eliyahu Rabba has 2 pshat. His first pshat is that he holds like who? Rav Yosef. Then he says possibly he doesn't hold like Rav Yosef. And he holds only when you have a sore throat is the Shemin Iker. But if you're not kosher be grown, even if you put a lot, the Anigron is going to be what? Even if you're not kosher Igron, even if you put a lot of Shemin in, the Anigron will be the Iker. Because the Shemin is not Ra'ui unless you have the Anigron. And Anigron becomes the Iker. Okay? That was 2A. That was 2A. Remember we had 2A? And then we have 2B. Rov people drink Lamaisa, Shalol Rafua. Since Rov people show some Shalol Rafua, ain't no Shemin Harbe Shemin. Most people don't put a lot of Shemin in when they drink. And when you drink Shemin with the Anigron, the Anigron becomes the Iker. So even if what? Even if you put Shemin Harbe, but L'dayta Yetzel Kolonim, and the Anigron is always the Iker. Only when you drink it for Refuva L'maisa, is the Shemin L'maisa going to become the Iker. So that was 2A and 2B. The commonality being is that Rashi will not hold like Rav Yosef according to this 2A and 2B. It's 2 ways to say it. 2A is saying that L'maisa, the bottom line is that what? Is that it's considered to be only Dafka when it has a what? When you have a what? When you have a sore throat. And the only way people drink the Shemin is through the Anigron. And number 2 is that people only drink a little bit of Shemin. And if this guy that brings Shemin Harbe is Bala Daita and Kolodim, so there's no way Shemin ever is going to be the Iker. Even if he does Harbe, it's Ma'at.
Isn't it the same thing?
No. Again, I'm going to say it again. What is 2A and 2B, Akiva? 2A and 2B is said by the Eliyahu Rabba, and he's saying that Rashi is not like Rav Yosef. He is holding the Rav Haigon and the Rashi, but that means that what? That sore throat is Dafka. Yes? So why is a Negro going to be the Iker? Because he says, 2A, no one drinks this stuff, Shemin, unless you have an Negro. So a Negro will always be the Iker. That's 2A. 2B is, most people that drink Shemin only drink Shemin in a minimal, a little bit. Even this guy that drinks it and it's Harbe, he's Butla Daita and Sukkot, and we treat it as if it's Ma'at. And therefore, anyway, a Negro is always going to be the Iker. This result is the same, but how you get there? What's difficult? What's difficult with that Svara? What's difficult with that Svara? I'll say it again. Say it again one more time. What is not clear about that? Eliyahu Rabba has 2 pshat. The first pshat is that the Eliyahu Rabba, along with the Gaon, says that Rashi holds like who? Harav Yosef. That it's Lav Dafka. Correct? That's the first pshat of the Vilna Gaon Eliyahu Rabba. Then the Arava says another pshat, that maybe Rashi does not have to hold like who? HaRav Yosef. Who does he hold like? Rav Haigon and Rashi. Well, that holds that what? Dafkechosh v'grono. Only if you have a sore throat. That means if you don't have a sore throat, what happens? Excellent. Why is the Anigra Nikr? Two svaras, he says. That's why I call it 2A and 2B.
That's what the two svaras.
Yes. Exactly. Correct. I'm glad he asked me again. Jacob, he wants to know it always. You got to know it, Baruchus Fuchus. We have to try to know everything clear. 2A was, why is a Negro on the Iker? Because why? No one what? The only reason why you drink this shaman is to eat the what? There's no way that no one would drink the shaman. There's no way. The only reason why you do it is, the only way you can drink it physically is with the Negro. So a Negro's got to be the Iker. That's one. Number two, anyone who drinks shaman only has a little bit. This Meshuggah, the guy that's drinking Harbay, is Butla Daita, it's called, and we treat Halachli as if it's a little mute. If it's a mute, then what's the Iker? Not the shaman, but what? That Negro. Excellent. That's 2A and 2B. You got that? And then the third shot, which was unbelievable as well. Unbelievable. Number three. You ready? You ready, Usher? Here we are. The Prima Gaudim. The Prima Gaudim says amazing, guys. He says, unbelievable. Even if you put a little bit of shemen in, you say a Bray Priya Eitz if you're Miskaven L'Refuah. Rasha? Yes.
Jacob
says, but Rashi said Harbay. How can the Prima Gaudim say Rashi holds, even if you put a little bit in, you say Eitz Noam? He says Harbay. So he says, amazing. When Rashi says the word Harbay, Nate, Gavriel, Akiva, he's coming to tell me Al Din and Hilchos Shabbos, that it's mutter to put a lot of shemen in the Anigron. Oh, you must be doing it for Refuah. No, it's still mutter. We don't make a mistake and say it's usher because people say it must be doing Refuah. Who puts in the right mind a lot of shemen? No, Kamashman, it's still mutter. It's still mutter because a guy might like the borscht, his borscht a lot like that. We still say it's okay. But the Chiddush Neid is in Hilchos Shabbos. But Lagabe Bracha, even if you have a little bit of shemen, even if you have a little bit of shemen, you'll still say Borei Priya Eitz. And where does Rashi comment his words on? Where does Rashi say his words on? Nu, the top line of Rashi. Noam, HaChoshesh B'Grono? What does it say? HaChoshesh B'Grono, V'tzarech Latet Bo Shemenar. It's on the Brisa. What is the Brisa talking about? Hilchos what? Shabbos. Disanya HaChoshesh B'Grono. His comment of Shemen Harbos only vis-a-vis Hilchos Shabbos. But Hilchos Brachos got rid of even a little bit of Shemen. Kiva, even a little bit of shemen is, you will still say ha'eitz. Beautiful deal.
As long as you're pushing
the ground,
right?
Yeah. We're talking about the lemaisa, yeah.
What's
Raj says? The Prima Gaudim will say that when you do it for a fool, you don't have to do shemen harbe. Even a shemen a little bit, you still say ha'eitz. That's his chiddush. Even though he said shemen harbe, shemen harbe is by Hilchos Shabbos. That it's still a chiddush, not in asum itam refuah. Okay? But in Hilchos Brachos, even a little bit of shemen, you still get what? Still get AIDS. And what topped it all off? What did he say? What did the Gemara say? Didn't it say, Bichosh, Hachamai Askinen, Bichosh is Begrono? Did you see the base? What's Hachamai Askinen, Bichosh is Begrono, Nate? What's it talking about? That's talking about Hilchos Brachos, Bichosh is Begrono. Desanya, Hachosh is talking about what? Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, HaChoshesh B'Grono is the Brisa. Talking about Hilchos Shabbos. So it's slam dunk. He's talking about Hilchos Shabbos. When it comes to Hilchos Brachos, you don't need Harbet. Wow. I jumped out of my seat with this Prima Gaudim. Amazing Prima Gaudim. You just skim over to the whole Gemara. Yeah, go ahead, Nick. What do you say, Sam? Go ahead.
How does Prima
Gaudim
make that view? I don't understand. Rashi said a little bit, but he's...
No, Rashi says Harbay on the top of Lamed Vavim and Aleph.
Why can't you say that? That's how the Bolshevik.
It's not. That's what the Prima Gaudim finishes. The other Gedol Achram will say like you, but he says when it comes to those brachos, even a little bit of shemen is enough, because Rashi was commenting only in the Shabbos, the brisa about Shabbos. Look at what it says. He says hachoshes on the brisa. Yeah, go ahead, Gabriel.
Just to clarify,
yes.
It says that Rashi says harbe in order to teach us that even on Shabbos.
That even on Shabbos is mutter, it's not an issue of refuah. But vis-a-vis Hokus Brachos, even a little bit of Shem in the refuah, you'll still say I ate.
Why is that not an issue of refuah on Shabbos?
Because you know, you're putting with a negro. It's food. It's like more culinary. It doesn't look... It's not nikar that it's for a food. It's not like you're taking a pill out of a bottle, you know? You're doing a culinary, you know? Yes, go ahead, Jake.
According to the second answer, the Eliyahu Rabbi, the Rashi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef.
Yes, yes.
So he says that it's not the whole Shishu Grono, but he also is still saying that it has to be Harbi Shem in that answer also, right?
Yes. Definitely. Definitely, Lamaisa. Definitely. And he says that even if a guy has Harbe Shem, he's a Meshuggah. Spalda, that's what we treat as Ma'at Shem. And it has to be always Harbe. Correct. And that second shot, he's working with Harbe Mi Mamish. Vis a vis the Hilchos Brachos. Correct. Absolutely. Don't confuse the Eli Arab and the Prima Gadol. Okay. We got that, Chlor? What number are we up to?
Nine.
Okay, that was 8, 9. Let's go, guys. Okay, ready? Number 9. You ready? Noach? Okay. Why is refuah asur on Shabbos? And what does the Ramban say about the definition of a chayla? Why is refuah asur on Shabbos? So, Xerion might do tochen. Tochen is one of the malachas. Now, there are three categories of a chola. Number 1. A chola shein bo sakana. He has an illness that he won't die. Not a sakana. What is the definition? The Ramban says he can't function properly. He's got to lie in bed. So if you need to take an aspirin or a Tylenol or Advil, that's only if you have a bad enough headache that you can't function properly. But Stamazoy, we said, you should not be able to do it on Shabbos. The first Hagdar is a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana, which the Ramban and the Ramah says in Beferish, you can't function properly. You're not definitely ill, but you need to lie in bed. Yes? That's what the Ramah says with the Ramban, Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana. We allow refuah, but only if you're a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana. You're allowed to take a pill if you're a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana. If you're walking around and going to daven and going to shir and everything, and you just have a stickle headache, you shouldn't take an Advil or Tylenol on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Only if it's not, you can't function properly. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, be strong, Lamais. Be strong about it, okay? That's called a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana. We allow a Zeru of refuah. But if you're not a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana, you can't do refuah. Second level, Sakana Saver. Rahman al-Atslan says he's losing a leg, Rahman al-Atslan. Right? But he's not going to die. We allow a Malacha D'Rabbanan. Not just a Xeru, we allow one level up, a Malacha D'Rabbanan. The Miri says we don't have that category anymore. If a guy's going to lose a leg, he'll die. He'll go into shock, he might die. But there is a second category of Sakana Saver. I don't know, if a guy's like the Hulk, you know what I mean? It doesn't bother him. If he loses a leg, Lomaisa. Okay, but we don't have, that doesn't exist. Okay? You guys know who the Hulk is? When I was a kid, he was one of the superheroes. Yeah. What'd you say?
How did the Sakana Saver exist in the...
It existed.
But it
doesn't
exist now.
That's what the Miri says. It existed.
Shouldn't it be the opposite?
Okay, I hear you. It's a good kasha, Sam, but it existed, Lomais. It existed. And then the third level is, God forbid, a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana, which we allow even a Malacha D'Oraisa, that's Pikuach Nefesh. So please get that. Miri says, he says that middle category doesn't exist now because the guy might go into shock and die. We assume he's automatically a Chol L'Shem Bo Sakana, Sakana Saver. Now, I want to add something to this, which I didn't, and I thank you guys who do the Chazara. I didn't add this. The Gemara says anything dealing with an eye, God forbid, is Sakanas Nefashos. Gemara of Odazara. If a guy would lose an eye or vision in an eye, we view that as Sakanas Nefashos. Same theory based on the guy might go into shock and, God forbid, you know, losing vision. One of the greatest gifts God gave us is vision. Everything is from Hashem. What did you say? The Gemara says like that. Ramosha passing like that. Basically, the Gemara has that enough on the Zara. Yeah, it's based on the Gemara, Lamais. Okay, that's number 9. 10. What do we say about the din of Kimcha Dechiti and how do we paskin? Okay? Please chazer over. We didn't chazer every Nakuda. The Taisus, a lot of things we didn't chazer, but you got to chazer everything. Okay? Kimcha Dechiti, Reb Yudah said, Repri Adomar of Nachman said, Shahako. How do we paskin? We paskin like Rav Nachman. You say shahakol niya bivaro on kimcha dechiti. Okay? However, we had three shitas is what we're talking about. Yes? Rashi, the Rashba of Haigon, said we're talking about flour made from a wheat kernel, straight up. Okay? Straight up. Rashi, the Rif, the Rashba, Rav Haigon, you take a piece of kernel and you grind it up, it's flour. Tosis and the Rosh said absolutely wrong. We're not dealing with that. If that would be the case, everyone would say shahakol. We're dealing with the parched wheat that was heated up in the oven, and there, from there you grind it up and make flour out of that. On that, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Yes, Sam? That was Tosis and the Rosh. Tosis and the Dafter. We saw it, Rosh. And then the third sheet is the Shittim Gubetzes that had both. Remember, we even saw it inside the Shittim Gubetzes. I photocopied it for you. He said, we're talking about both flowers. Remember, he said, stume, stume, that it was so general, it didn't specify. All those three flowers, Lamaisa. All those three sheets, I want you to know. The bottom line is we paskin shahako Lamaisa. The bottom line is we paskin shahako on the flower. Okay, like Rav Nachman, against who? Against Rav Yehuda, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? Aye, even though Ishtane Mil Sakoi by Shemin, what was the theory that we brought out? Iluya Achrina. Remember, it's in the no man's land, it's the middle stage. It's Iluya Achrina. If it's Iluya Achrina, you haven't gotten there yet, and you're not in your original state, you're in no man's land. It drops all the way to what? Shahako. Yes, Akiva. It's a good kasha. We would still say shahakol. Yes, it's in the, if it's in that state, Akiva, you still say shahakol. Excellent. Okay, number 11. Okay, number 11. What bracha achrona do you say on kimcha dechita? What bracha achrona do you say on kimcha dechita? Okay, we got this. What bracha achrona do we say on kimcha dechita? So. We said that the Mechaber, Lamaisa, theoretically, it quotes a Tosfos over there on Lamed Zayin, that says, theoretically, Lamaisa, you could say, Al Adama Va Pri Adama. Problem with that is, we don't have such a bracha, it doesn't exist. You could also say, Brena Fashos, Lamaisa, or Lamaisa, you could say, Bracha Achas, Main Sholos, and Al Amichia. So the bottom line is that the Mechaber passes like Tosfos. Theoretically, if you eat lamaisa, raw wheat straight up, if you eat raw wheat straight up, he says you say brena fashos, or if you eat wheat that was cooked in an oven straight up, the wheat, you say brena fashos, but Tosfos recommends, the suffix, the Mechaber recommends the suffix of Tosfos to eat it in a bread meal. Whereas in the next sif, the Mechaber passes by flour, it's shahakol, and he says straight up brena fashos, and he doesn't make the recommendation of Tosfos to eat in the bread meal. So please get it. On wheat straight up, the kernel, whether it was cooked in the oven or whether it was what? Whether it was straight up the wheat, you eat it, you say a brena fashos, theoretically, but Tosfos says, please eat in the bread meal. Okay? Eat in the bread meal. But flour, he says, you eat it straight up, you say brena fashos, and he doesn't mention Tosfos' recommendation. That is the Mechaber, all in the Mechaber. That's 11. 12, what is the difference between the two, we asked. Why, when it comes to the wheat straight up, whether it's in the oven or eating it straight up raw, he says you need to eat it in a bread meal. I recommend it strongly. But when he talks about the flour, he says no problem. Say, shahako and bring the fush straight up. Why doesn't he suggest eating a bread meal? This is 12. Nate, you with me? So we had two answers. Number one, it was changed, ishtani. Magen Avraham says, when it's ishtani, it's different. That's why you don't have to eat in the bread meal. It drops the shakas and refuses. And the second answer is the Maimer Mordechai and Nar Shalom that say what? The twin theory. What's the twin theory? Excellent. Shakal bren afus. Shakal bren afus. If it's shakal, it's bren afus. Don't bat an eyelash. You don't have to what? You don't have to eat in the bread meal. Yes? And then we had a whole malach on that. Lamaisa, so does everyone hold like that? But okay. This is what we're... Yeah, go ahead, Gavriel. Yes. Why in the Mechaber and Sif Dalet is when you eat the wheat straight up, When you parch the oven or you eat it straight up, you say, he suggests that eating a bread meal for the bracha chana. Even though in theory, he says you should say bread of fashas, but he says, Taisa has a suffix, so eat it in the bread meal. Then the very next sip, when he eats the flour, he says, shako, bread of fashas, straight up. And he doesn't recommend eating the bread meal. Why not? What's the difference? So the Magen Rav says, ishtani. When it changes in the flour, that's why it's a shako, bread of fashas, straight up. However, the Maamar Mordechai and Arshon give a different terrors, that they're twins. Shahako is always a brinifasha. Shahako brinifasha. You can't have shahako and another type of bracha. Of Buri Prat. No, remain shalosh is impossible. Okay? If anything, you'll have the opposite. Rice, you say a mezonos, and you say brinifasha. But you never have a shahako with an alamichia. You got me, Akiva? That is the answer number 12. Okay. 13, let's do 13, then we'll close with a word from the Parsha. Lamaisa 13, what do we say about barley flour and shemen? Well, barley flour, the Gemara had a havamina that causes worms in your intestines, the end of the havamina. Remember, there was a havamina, you don't get hana at all, no liver klal. But then the Gemara said it's even masi, it gives you worms in your intestines, God forbid. You shouldn't say a bruch at all. The Gemara had a step before that. That just said, lo libra chalaklau, you know, just saying you don't get any hana. But then the Gemara spelled out because of the worms in the intestines. And then the Gemara said, kamash man, you say hana. So we asked, okay, at the end of the day, what bracha do you say on barley flour? Shahako. Yes? Gemara, I haven't been no bracha at all because of the worms in your intestines. Why is that different than shemen we began shir with today? We pass like Rashi, there's no bracha at all. Why on barley flour do you get a shahako and on shemen you have no bracha at all? If they're both maziki, what's the difference? That was the kasha that we asked. So we said the following. We said that it's not similar to oil, to drinking oil, because kemach sa'orim, lemaisa, has like these side nutrients. When you drink shemen, it destroys your whole body, guys. There's no side nutrients. At least by the barley flour, there's some side nutrients, you get a shahako. That was Rabbi Yonis Lunil in the Rav Yo. However, we pointed out, and I want you to get this, that this Gemara fits like a glove according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam says shemen, you do say a shahako. And that's what the Gemara is saying by the kukian, that's what the Gemara is saying by the barley flour. They're both shahako. So maybe Lamais, the Rambam got it from here. Maybe he got it from here. Then we drink the shemen shalol rafu, you say a shahako, even though it's mazik your body. But the bottom line is, even though it's mazik your body, there's got to be some energy you get from it, so it's enough to say shahako. And the Rambam got it from here. You'll have to say that. Yeah, there's something there. There's something there you get. Lamai said they're equivalent. They're equal according to the Rambam. See, according to Rashi, you have to stand in your head and say it's far like middle school. Yes, Sam.
Can we also
just
about whether you say bracha based on like the taste or whether you say bracha based on like the nutrients?
We'll get to that, Lamai. We want to finish up the Chazar on Sunday, correct? Yeah, but you guys got to learn Stark on Seder on Sunday, Lamais. I don't want wasting time. You go over to Shiurim, Lamais. Did you guys finish the whole till Chazer? Marashi Tysus, you finished? So what are you guys going to do in Seder, Lamais? Yeah, what'd you say? What'd you say? Go over to Shiurim, Lamais. No, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll Chazer from the beginning of the Perek up to there. Why not, Lamais? No? You'll Chazer that. You go Marashi Tysus. You can do that in the Seder. You don't have the time in the Seder. You do that. But we'll finish up for Sunday.
Early
Shia. Yeah, 11:45. You can do it, Lamaisa. Now, Sam, you brought that up.
Yeah.
I want to get to we'll get to that on Sunday about Hanas Meyev. You know where that came up? You know where that came up? That came up according to the Rambam. You know what? I'm gonna answer that question. Remember we said according to Ram, why you say shahakal and oil if it's mazik you? Remember we said that answer that Rabbi Yochanan says with Gabi Abracha, you look at what? Hanas Meyav. You don't look at Hanas Garum. For Isurim, you look at Hanas Garum. Whose answer was that? That was the Egle Tal. You remember that? The Egle Tal said, for Brachas, you look at Achilu. That's Hanas what? Yeah, there's different standards. The Chiyuv Bracha is totally on what? Hanas Meyav, your stomach. When you drink shemen of truma, that's achila. Achila is totally on garum. Brachas are totally on what? Your stomach. Did you get any satiation? So he says that's why you say a shahakal. You do get some satiation, he just says. If from the Shemen. It did fill you up.
Achila
is formal for truma. But for brachas, you look at hanas meyav. For achila, you look at hanas what? Garam. For truma. Achila is truma, you look at hanas garam. You're garam.
That's how
we That's the split the egle tal made. That's the split the egle tal made for the Rambam. For hilchos brachas, you need to have hanas meyav. You're looking at hanas meyav. As long as it fills you up, you'll say, at least for the that's his principle. That's his principle.
No, gum
we would say shock because you get nutrients in your belly. It does go down. You swallow nutrients. Yeah, sure. You swallow nutrients. Okay, let's close something from the Chumash very quick. Okay? And that is the following. When it comes to Parshas